Tonight I'm joined by a singer-songwriter who made incredible sounds in Dallas with her band Fishing for Comets and is currently embarked on her solo effort. It's great to welcome to the show Camille Cortinas. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having us, Matt.
And it's great to welcome back to Notably Texan, also the award-winning multi-instrumentalist, producer of Camille's CD Taken Apart. Gosh, the list goes on. Puppeteer and husband to Camille, Eric Neal. Thanks for coming back, buddy.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Thanks, Matt.
We just can't keep you away. You were here with Chris Holt just a little while ago, and so we're making this a regular stop for you.
Had too much quacking fun.
Somebody must have listened to the interview then. Well, hey, I wanted to congratulate both of you on the recent nuptials.
Thank you so much. Yes, we got married past October.
Sometime
recently. And I'm doing all the name changing right now. So
it's been interesting
transforming into a Neal.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess you're probably going to stick with the recording name.
Yes, absolutely.
You'll keep that the same,
uh-huh.
Just to alleviate any confusion out there.
Sure. Correct. And it's a great, great stage name. It's got a good snap to
it. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The alliteration and everything. It's awesome.
Camille Cortinas.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Try that out.
Well, hey, I wanted to hop in the time machine here at the start of the interview and talk a little bit about your early years, Camille. I think you were exposed to music at a pretty young age by your grandmother. Is that right?
My grandmother used to sing to the children. She was our babysitter, and so at times. And my father's parents were from Mexico, so she spoke very little English. So
okay.
She made all these cassette tapes when we were younger, and she would sing to us. And I was probably about three or so, and I'm singing and interacting with her, and she would sing lullabies to me, and we were trying to now convert those tapes to CDs because we're afraid of they're so archaic.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They're falling apart.
It's like, yeah, they're all cracking, but like just these great songs in Spanish, and she would like lullabies, and the greatest part was at the end. It's always like, I hope you understand it, Camille. You know, so like she's like, you know, singing to me. So I need to like hear those back again and try to figure them out. And my mom always sang to us whenever we would go to bed, and Joni Mitchell was one of her favorites,
okay.
You know, so Both Sides Now or Circle Game. So I always remember, you know, my mom singing to me as well. But in terms of music, that was kind of, it was just coming from here and there, from little places. But nobody was ever like really actively performing or anything like that. So I've always had a love for music.
And I think a few years later, you kind of learned guitar from another family member, right?
Yes, my brother, who is 4 years older than me. So he was going through his Nirvana, Soundgarden, Stone Temple Pilots phase. And I was into like Natalie Merchant and the Cranberries and Jewel,
sure.
And there were times where, you know, he could play and he could shred, and he tried lessons for a while but just kind of gave it up and just was self-taught. And you know, he would start to accompany me while I was singing, and he kind of was just like, no, you learn, you know. So if you know, you play, right? So
I play a CD player.
Yeah, no.
I play no instruments.
I still have this.
You're very good at it, though.
Thank you.
Yes. I still have this brittle piece of paper that's crinkled at this point, but he had written down all the basic chords,
okay,
and like how the positions on where you should put your fingers and how to play them, so I could learn myself. And then my dad bought me a guitar for my birthday, like
awesome.
17 or 16 years old, and just locked myself in my room and just hammered away and tried to accomplish playing guitar so I could sing.
Right.
You know, to accompany the vocals. And I've never claimed to be an amazing guitar player, but it just accompanied what I was doing vocally.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Her brother, Zach, is in a great instrumental surf rock band called the Murgatroyds.
That'll be one of your presents.
Yes.
I'll send you along.
Yeah.
They're incredible, kind of Man or Astro Man meets Dick Dale, kind of spaghetti western style instrumental stuff. And they are very incredible. And they're a three-piece, and they would probably love to visit you guys.
Real entertaining show.
I am not against instrumental music. We've had Shibboleth in, and I play them
exactly.
All the time.
Yeah,
so.
Totally.
Yeah,
yeah, it's that
guys.
Kind of rock, yeah, for sure.
Awesome. That is very cool. A little bit later in your life, if I understand it right, you kind of packed up your things and spent some time overseas. How did that come about?
Well, my parents always gave all of the children the option to travel the world if they wanted to, and that they would do everything they could to let us have life experiences. And I graduated high school and did a study abroad program in France first, where I met a beautiful French girl my age. Her name was Camille. So there's French Camille and American Camille.
Okay.
Lived with her family for a while, and then she came back to visit me, and I just didn't have enough of Europe, so I decided to do my first year in college in Italy.
Wow.
A southern place called Manzana, south of Rome. Stayed there and didn't want to leave, and just sure. continued my trips back and forth there and brought friends back here that had never been to America. And
wow.
so it's like, you keep these connections forever. And so we plan to go back in September to revisit Camille and all my friends in Italy.
Okay.
And play along the way, / honeymoon, wow. if nice. That's possible. But yeah, I just got, I have a real love for abroad and just, you know, outside thinking. You know, I love America, but I also love other places too, and
sure.
just kind of get a feel for other things out in the world.
So did you pick up the language while you were there?
Sí, un poquito. That's Spanish. No lo so. That's an Italian. No, I understand basics. I definitely have, I can understand better than I can speak.
Okay.
But I can BS my way.
Gotcha.
Yes,
gotcha.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
That's all that matters, really.
Yes. Yeah.
So after you spent the time overseas there and did a little bit of back and forth, you kind of returned to Texas from Europe. You had your sights set on forming your own band, but I understand that you had to kind of overcome some adversity before that would happen.
Yes, it was incredible. At 21, I was diagnosed with atrial septal defect, which is a heart condition that is congenital. I don't know if you've ever heard of it before. I'll tell you a little bit, basically,
sure.
and you can edit later. But,
no.
when you're born, you have holes in your heart that allow you to breathe in your mother's womb, and then
okay.
when you're born, they close. And some people's don't the holes in their heart don't close, and mine was open, and then gradually, as the bigger I got, the bigger the hole got.
Wow.
So 21 years old, having no really big issues, and I was always athletic and, you know, moving all the time. And
sure.
I just went for an unrelated issue, and my doctor's like, you have a heart murmur. You've never had one before. And rather than just say, moving on,
right.
I mean, seriously, a very, very important moment in my life, he's just like, you should go get that checked out. So all of these different EKGs and esophageli and all these different things they would do to kind of detect what was going on, they're like, yeah, there's a hole. You need to have surgery ASAP. So it's like,
wow,
happy 21.
No kidding.
You know, but, which, you know, it's so funny because you go through it, and I was so young, and I recovered very quickly. They went through the chest plate, and so they replaced the hole. They thought they were just going to be able to stitch it up, but they actually patched a piece of like a pig intestine, part of it,
right.
which I need to know more about. Like, I guess there's parts of animals in tissues that are very similar to ours.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. that helped that, and then they just put me back together. But I mean, there's a lot of emotional and physical therapy that and healing that needed to happen afterwards. So, I mean,
sure.
it really did set me back. And, you know, knocked the wind out of me and took a lot of life out of me. So it was, and I never really attribute that to some of the reasons why maybe, you know, I slowed down or the momentum lost itself. And I have to really re-examine and realize, yeah, you could have died
right.
and you could be dead now if it weren't for this surgery. And it is traumatic and it, you know, let it be a part of you, but not all of you, you know?
Sure. Well, I appreciate you opening up on that. And
opening. Well, no pun intended.
Right.
No problem. But yes,
well
I'm for
done.
Clean bill of health, so I'm good right now.
And this, you know, gives you a whole different meaning if you ever write songs about, you know, how you've, I just feel a hole in my heart.
And
or
heartstrings.
You know, yeah, exactly.
And, you know, someone broke my heart.
Right.
Or, you know, I can blame it on someone and write about it later. And, you know, that's a good idea. I like that concept. Thank
well,
you for that.
For any future heartbreak.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's certainly not anticipating
oh,
that.
No.
No,
I really do appreciate you kind of explaining
yeah,
that. I don't want to touch on a bummer, you know, of a thing in your
oh,
life.
No.
I think that had to have been kind of an eye-opening thing for you, too.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think anybody goes away from a surgery without having some type of reevaluation of their
yes.
life. Or, you know, it definitely was a dark place in my life, but got me to a strong place.
Well, despite our non-commercial nature here at KETR, I do have to point out that my guest Camille Cortinez is heard by countless ears in her commercial jingle work. And you'll never hear those here on KETR. Which is a shame in the respect that you don't get to hear that work, but the nice thing is you do have those posted on your site. And
I know
locally the Texas Lottery spots that you provided the vocals for were very memorable to a lot of our listeners. And I was really curious about this. Do you enjoy the anonymity that doing voiceover work gives you? I mean, because it is a lot different. Your name is not on the screen when the lottery commercial plays or whatever. Some people have to dig and find to, you know, who did those lyrics.
That's part of the discovery, which I think is interesting. And also, I mean, you can wear many coats and they don't know that's you. Because, like, there's a lot of things that I've done that, I mean, in my normal sound, I wouldn't have sounded like.
Yes.
And oftentimes they'll ask me to replicate artists that maybe I'm not the biggest fan of, but
okay.
I'll try hard to do. And so, and it's good that it's not disclosed, you know, because
well, right.
I don't want people to know that it's
well,
me.
And yeah, you know, you do what they ask and you
right.
get the check and it's all good, right? I mean,
absolutely.
I'm not saying it's all as simple
no,
as that.
Absolutely. I was so proud of the Texas Lottery campaign and just it got such good response and feedback to the actual studio as well as, you know, to the people that worked the campaign and everything like that. And so that they wanted to work with me in the future. And I've done other things since then that were asked of me because of that result. I got to go on the radio station at the Ticket, 1310 The Ticket, and they interviewed me in the morning show because one of the morning DJs was just like, this song, what did he call it? Irritainment. basically, like, it's so infectious and so addictive, but I can't get it out of my head. Who is this person?
Right.
And someone called in, it's like, it's Camille Gortinas. She's local. You've met her, you know? And so it's like, oh, well, let's get her in here, you know?
Very
so, I mean,
cool.
It's really cool.
Part of the fun is breaking that anonymity, too.
It's when, like, someone finds out.
And it's just, oh, that's you. You know, the one that's the most fun is Hot Pockets.
I was going to bring that
yeah.
up.
That is just like, oh my God, you know? And
it's, she's the Hot Pocket girl.
Yeah.
And then you kind of wish, dang it. I don't know.
I know.
But I mean, it's also really cool because it, you know, I have to not think of it as a, like, bow my head in shame. I mean, this is awesome. This is how I make my money. And this is how music is my life in all different capacities. And whether it's original music or working for someone else or recording on someone else's album. And Eric is the same. I mean, he teaches guitar and bass and various instruments by day and plays in millions of bands and records. And I mean, it's so cool that we're doing this 24 hours a day practically.
No kidding.
So, I mean, by no means do I ever feel that I'm compromising any talent or
sure.
integrity, as some people might say or do, or, you know, and it's awful when people frown, you know, but
of course
this is, I'm happy.
But,
I'm
know,
so happy with
they
it.
They don't matter.
Nobody
I know.
Matters.
I know that there are people that are jealous of your situation are going to be quick to call you a sellout. Is what the is what the deal is.
That's interesting. Maybe you're right. Deep down, I'll do some sociology work on them and study them and see.
Soft baked buns of awesomeness you can eat wherever, whenever.
Hot Pockets.
Eat freely.
I'll never be able to see a Hot Pockets commercial again. The same. It's and like I said, people can go to your website actually.
And
you've
have
got
a laugh.
You've got links to a lot of all the stuff. I think
we're uploading more. I recently did some in Spanish, so, not Hot Pockets, but
right.
I did like a Wendy's commercial and some other things that we're going to get up there too. So we're cross culture now.
And
we're
what's
gonna,
that site?
It's CamilleCortinas.com.
Okay, there we go. Now I teased this at the opening of tonight's feature interview, but Eric, you're also a puppeteer.
Indeed, yes.
Both Eric and Camille are behind a really great project called Band of Puppets. Please tell me more.
And they'll they have to visit the station.
Yeah, this is a project that has slowly evolved over time. I was big, hardcore Muppet fan when I was a kid. It's funny, I was doing an interview with someone else and realized that it was really the music in the Muppets that got me kind of interested in that when
okay.
I was four, you know.
Yes.
But just obsessed. I found a cool site. Actually, I'll give it a plug, projectpuppet.com.
Okay.
It's got, you know, some simple patterns of just like how to start building. So, you know, I was looking at it and just like, oh, this looks cool. And it's something that I probably would have just put aside. But Camille was like, we'll do it. Well, okay. Then, you know, why not? So I just started building and she's like, well, let's do something with them. So I'm like, okay, let's do a little video. And we did a just like a little jingle for the Fine Line Live blog. And then that led to, oh, we should do something more with this. The idea is, we're doing these little short music videos. Camille is in one of them. Cass is in one of them. We got Butterscotch from the beatboxer from America's
yes.
Got Talent. She's in one of them. We want to do these little short music videos for kids, obviously, puppets. The idea is try to make music that kids like that won't drive parents crazy.
Yes.
Right? And so put this little, you know, 10 video DVD together and just put it out in the world and see what happens, you know. but it's fun. It's incredibly fun.
Oh, it's great. You know,
but we need public funding, so you can donate to bandofpuppets.com.
It's very reminiscent of the little shorts that they'll have on Sesame Street,
sure, yeah.
where you've got a puppet interacting with a human, and there might be some music involved. But again, you guys are doing it on a level where the music won't necessarily drive the adult crazy.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not hiding my influences at all. I mean, that's the stuff that I grew up on, and I love it. And yeah, but that's totally kind of the vibe of it. Yeah.
Well, just to give people an idea of kind of what it is, I think it's really cool. And I of course love the stuff that, that with the cats and butterscotch and all that amazing stuff. And just a thrill to check out. And I think more people need to know about Band of Puppets. Now, this is obviously a somewhat of a visual project. Puppets don't really come across that well on radio, but but I wanted to spin a cut real quick to give listeners a taste of the Band of Puppets project. And you're listening to 88.9 KETR. This is Notably Texan.
Oh, hi, won't you be my friend? Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey,
Cass
man.
And Butterscotch.
What's up? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm feeling good. Got my mojo working. How you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good,
awesome.
Man.
You sound great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
You, you into jamming? You want to do a tune?
Oh, I'd be honored. What do you have in mind?
Itsy Bitsy Spotter. Do you know Itsy Bitsy Spotter?
Public domain. I love it.
Right on, man. Let me, hey, Ben, you guys know Itsy Bitsy Spotter? In A.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Yeah. The Itsy Bitsy Spider went up that water spout. Down came the rain and washed that spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spider again. Yeah, they did. All right, yeah.
The itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Yeah, out came the sun and it dried up all the rain. The itsy bitsy spider went up that spout. Yeah, take it down.
The itsy bitsy spider went up that water spout. Down came the rain and washed that spider out.
That's nice.
Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again. Yeah.
Down came the rain and it washed the spider out. Yeah.
Out came the sun and it dried up all the rain. And the
itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounded great.
Yeah, man.
You're
that
awesome.
Cool.
Wow.
Good job, Grady.
Yeah.
How long you been singing that song?
Oh, man, since I was a little monster.
Awesome, man.
What have you got in the works at the Cortinas Neal headquarters there in Dallas? What can we expect soon?
Well, we are still, the puppets are going to take a front seat here in a bit because
cool.
we're going to be working toward the end of the year. We're going to be working on finishing up those videos. So we have the DVD ready. We're also planning a trip to Europe. We're going to France and Italy, and we're going to just do a little mini tour there. And we're visiting Austin this summer a few times. And we are featured in the September issue of Texas Music Magazine.
Yes.
And we had a journalist come and interview us.
Sweet.
So that's going to be really nice to have that press, and they were very sweet and had nothing but great things to say upon meeting us. So that's good news, you know.
Yeah.
So just trying to get our music
out there.
We'll
wait until the interview comes out.
Well, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, just trying to get our music out there and play as much as we can, but we're also just going to try to work on more behind the scenes with the album, getting it distributed or, you know, helping find ways of licensing because that's where it's at and it's in the commercials these days.
Yes.
But also playing out when we have, you know, play for fun and and hopefully make some money along the way with my pickle sales and
pickle donations
mm-hmm. and enjoy our time in Europe at the end.
Yes.
So yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Wow. Sounds like you've got a busy rest of 2011 then.
Yes. Might I add, we still have half of the song to do, but Save Your Breath, we are working on translating Save Your Breath in multiple languages.
Oh, wow.
So we started with Spanish first.
Sure.
And then we'll go French, Italian, and I think... You want to do Chinese, and I'm no. We have friends in all these that speak all these various languages that are going to help us translate and are working with us. So,
I mean, are you going to sing those in these other
languages?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really?
I could probably handle Spanish, Italian, and French, but anything else is beyond. I'll have to have some real training.
There's a video game called The Sims, and they have a fake language in that called Simlish.
I just do Sims language.
It's called Simlish, and there's a Dallas group called Shock of Pleasure, and they had one of their songs featured on a Sims game, and they actually had the chick come in and re-record it in Simlish.
I love it.
I think
so
that's the
please include
out.
Simlish.
Absolutely. How could I forget? Thank you so much.
Hey, this has been a real treat, you two. I really thank you for coming out and giving us all this time and talking to Notably Tex. And my guests tonight have been Camille Cortinez and husband Eric Neal, who worked together very closely on all sorts of projects from the Band of Puppets to Camille's music. And really excited to see what else you guys have got in store in the future. And we're going to keep track of you on your website. And who knows, we'll hear your voice, I'm sure, in some commercial any day now that we haven't heard before. And really love what you two are doing. And I thank you for giving us your time tonight.
Thank you for having
us. It's been a pleasure being here, Matt.
Save your breath for another day. I will be waiting. I will be waiting. Troubled souls have the hardest time. Being held captive. No sense in staying.
Recorded live in the KETR studios, that was Camille Cortinez and Eric Neal on the tune Save Your Breath. This Notably Texan feature interview has been a production of your station, 88.9 KETR, a commercial-free broadcast service of Texas A&M University Commerce. A huge thanks to Camille and Eric for the pickled spices, the care package of Texas music CDs, and of course their sparkling personalities. I'm your host and producer, Matt Minky, saying thanks so much for listening. Make a donation to Great Public Radio for Northeast Texas right now. Visit ketr.org/support. Give back whatever you can and help us run strong here on your station, 88.9 KETR.